877-5003.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Greetings. Welcome to today's Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Over the weekend, Cactus and I were on a little drive talking about this and that, and talking about the present events taking place internationally. These events that you're seeing are not random. There are those that believe that the universe, things are random. They just happen. Planets collide. Molecules collide. Now, you know, Alice in Wonderland, there was a rabbit hole. And down the rabbit hole was an invisible dimension. And things happen down that rabbit hole that you can't explain. You can't see wind. The wind can as it's blowing 40, 50, 80 miles an hour, you can't see it. But if you cause that wind to blow over still water, you're going to see the effect of the wind. You can't dismiss its effects. You can't dismiss that wind is not there. It is there. Down the rabbit hole, there are two invisible kingdoms. And these kingdoms are colliding. Just like what's happening in the Ukraine. Ukraine is the center, you might say, of the universe right now. You have to the east, Russia. You have to the west, NATO, the European nations, America. And you can see the effect of these two kingdoms, naturally, the two powers, the powers of the west, the powers of Russia. You can see the collision that's taking place. And down that rabbit hole, with what you're seeing and you're aware of naturally with the war or the invasion or the elimination of American CIA operations, whether they be nuclear, chemical, biolabs, military, CIA, Nazi, trained individuals by the U.S. military and other nations. As you view these things, you have to understand there are two kingdoms that you don't see that are in the conflict. Christ said that the sun rises on the good and on the evil. This is the goodness of God to mankind. The sun rises on the good and on the evil. The rain falls on the just and the unjust. This is the mercy, the goodness, the kindness, the love of God for all men. But it's clear. The sun rises on the good and the evil, a distinction. The rain falls upon the just and the unjust, again, a clear distinction. So in the matter with Russia and the Ukraine and the powers of the West, there is an invisible hand at work. Globalists, on the one hand, that are being interfered with by Russia, on the other hand. This is what, from this perspective, you can see that this is not just men in a clash, in a conflict. No. This is, and if you've listened to my program for the last couple of weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, you know my position on Russia. And if you have tuned in to my program on Sunday from 9 to noon here on 1360 KHNC, you've also heard me talk about Russia in the Bible. Two chapters, only two chapters, chapters that talk about Russia at the end of the world in the time in which we live. Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. What mainstream media is stating, what international press is stating, we're getting the facts, getting to see and take a look into and observe what's happening between the clash of powers in the world, kings of the world, rulers of the world, princes of the world, militaries of the world. But from a biblical point of view, Ezekiel chapter 38, 39 talks specifically about one main player that will play its hand at the end of the world, Russia, that lives in a land that a spirit or a principality rules over. That principality rules over the land of Magog. And the people that live in this land of Magog are two children of Japheth, which is the eldest son of Noah, I believe. So in this Magog, this land, you have these two families. In America, you have, as a nation, America has a name also, the word America. I'm going to hold this right now. I don't want to get into this until we get back. But 1360KHNC.com for podcasts, The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. Hold fast, take a breath, sit tight.
This is Chad Yarmer, pastor from the Altar Church, 1630 North College Ave in Fort Collins. I'd like to invite you to join us this Sunday at 10 a.m. as we worship Jesus. Join us as we journey together to be equipped to fulfill our kingdom purpose through the truth of God's Word and the power of the Holy Spirit. You'll experience authentic worship and a faith-filled message where the Holy Spirit is welcome and everyone is family. Find out more at our webpage, thealtarfc.com. That's thealtarfc.com.
1360KHNC.com has CBD products. Click on the shop button and get yours today.
Just go to 1360KHNC.com/shop. The CBD on our website is 99% pure, all natural, no pesticides, non-GMO, is grown organically right here in Colorado, and is 100% THC free. Oh, and did you know ours is the lowest priced CBD anywhere in northern Colorado? For all your CBD needs, just log on to 1360KHNC.com/shop.
Are you paying too much for your home, life, or auto insurance? It only takes 10 minutes to find out. Hi, this is Kevin Voles with Badger Insurance Advisors. Choosing insurance plans can be difficult. That's why I make it easy. I'll make the calls, compare the plans and prices, and find you the insurance plan that fits your needs. Best of all, my help is at no cost to you. Call me today at 303-359-1799 or visit BadgerInsuranceAdvisors.com. Let me find the right insurance for you.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
And who is this company store that you owe your soul to? Who is this company store that you're being forced to bow to yield to pay your taxes to? Yes, it is the government. But above that, or really it's to the globalists, the globalist rulers of the world. And you can't sell your soul, or you better not sell your soul to them. They're putting you in debt. Now, going back to what I was saying before the break, Russia has a spirit, like an angel, but it's a fallen angel that rules over it. And the name of that spirit is called Gog, G-O-G. Now, in the United States of America, there is a ruling spirit over America. See, the name America, Ameriku, Ameru, is the land of the plumed serpent. That's the meaning of America. And who is this plumed serpent that rules over America? Well, I don't have to tell you who it is. You live in the land of the plumed serpent. And the land of this serpent, along with the other powers of Europe, these fallen angels that rule over the nations in Europe, each nation has a ruling spirit. All of these spirits are trying to stop prophecy from being fulfilled. They're trying to attack Gog, make Gog, who rules over the armies of Russia, to go into a conflict in the Ukraine, so they can destroy Russia's armies in the Ukraine, in that region. They will change the prophecies in the Bible. We can go down the rabbit hole, but then I'm going to take you out of the rabbit hole. I'm going to take you up above everything so you can see what's happening in the sky, in the heavens, in the invisible world above. You have kingdoms that are ruled by these fallen angels. They're trying to change prophecy. But Ezekiel, about 2,800 years ago, said that this land of Magog and the peoples of Rosh, Japheth, and Meshech are going to become a great people, a great nation. And they will take their army. And the nations that surround, that are, I guess you would say, comrades with Russia, they're all related. They're all children of Japheth, including Iran. And they're compadres, or they're good friends, they're comrades, drinking buddies. Russia is going to help these little armies and these little nations that surround Russia. Belarus, Turkey, Iran, and the Ukraine, Soviet Georgia, Armenia, other nations. And they're going to move south to the mountains of Israel. That's where the Great War is going to take place. So right now, Russia is moving all of the army, military advisors, tanks, weapons, armaments into the Ukraine, but eventually Russia is going to back out. And probably Russia is going to bring the Ukrainian army also to the mountains of Israel to attack Israel, to rob Israel. It's a looting, a loot campaign, campaign to loot a very prosperous little nation in the future. That's what's happening. Now, we see what's happening with the mainstream media, the lies. We see what we see. Many in the conservative movement, they're looking at it through natural eyes. And they're seeing Putin bad, America good. Putin bad, EU good. Russia bad, NATO good. Well, you can look at it through natural eyes, but if you look at it through what God's scripture, what the Bible says through the prophet Ezekiel, Ezekiel said that Russia is going to be great. Russia has an appointment. Russia has an appointment she has to make. She has a destiny. Her destiny is to attack Israel, and at the end, she's going to be punished severely. 5/6 of her armies are going to be destroyed, and eventually the landmass where she dwells in the land of Magog is probably going to be bombed too, neutron bombs probably. I don't believe it would be nuclear. And the nations that probably go with Russia, also according to Ezekiel, in a way in which God presented it to Ezekiel, they also are going to be punished, and also there's going to be a greater conflict in Western Europe, probably along the Mediterranean. Christ said there are going to be wars at the end of the world. And these wars are going to take place. You're not going to stop them. I have my program here, but as Cactus and I were out, you know, we were just visiting about these things, putting things together, and I thought, if my audience, the audience that listens to this program, will see things from a different perspective, then you're going to realize one main thing. We are at the end of the world. And Ezekiel 38 and 39 both state, in the last days, in the latter days, at the time of the end of the world, not meaning the world is going to be destroyed, eliminated. No, at the end of Satan's rule over the nations of the world. See, Satan rules the nations of the world right now. Why do you think America is called land of the plumed serpent? This nation is going to be punished. The European nations are going to be punished. Russia is going to be punished. Everybody's going to clap and scream 7 years before Armageddon, 7 years and some months before Armageddon, Russia is going to be destroyed, 5/6 of Russia, her armies. And the whole world is going to clap, and they're going to be happy. That bad old putty cat has been dealt with. Well, Russia's just the beginning of it. But before Russia, there's going to be conflict in the Middle East, apart from the conflict up in the Ukraine, and the nations that surround Israel are going to have a campaign to destroy Israel. They're going to attack Israel before Russia comes down, and Russia and Israel is going to be effective in taking out all of her enemies. To the north, Damascus. Damascus is the heart of all of the terrorist groups in Syria, in Lebanon, in Jordan, in the Gaza Strip, basically in the Arab world. The hatred of these terrorist groups and these peoples toward Israel is thousands of years old. But Israel is going to be victorious, and the world is going to go mad. When Israel destroys Damascus, and when Israel takes over present-day Jordan and acquires present-day Jordan as her property, the nations are going to have a fit. Trust me, you're going to see anti-Semitism internationally like you have never seen before. The Jewish people that are in America, and now listen, not all people that say they're Jewish are Jewish. There are people that say they are Jewish that are, and I'm talking, when I say Jewish, I mean from the 12 tribes of Jacob. Jacob's 12 children. That's what I, when I say Jewish, I need to clarify. I don't mean just from one nation, for one tribe, or one people. I mean the whole Jewish family. The family of Jacob. The Jewish people, or the Jewish people here in America that hate, that are deep, deep Democrat, communist, socialist, they are going to either decide to leave the land of their great wealth, this country, leave their riches, leave their homes, leave their lifestyle. They're somewhat protected here. They're either going to decide to stay and suffer the persecution and the hatred of the great, hidden, demonic anti-Semitism in this country from many Democrats who are black, Hispanic, white, Asian, doesn't matter. The Democrats, don't think Democrats are not free from being anti-Semitic. Absolutely not. Don't think the Democrat Party is just a race party that might hate the blacks, be opposed to blacks, the poor. No. Many in the Democrat Party for hundreds, 100 years are anti-Semitic, especially in the last 40 years. Yes, those in the Democrat Party who are giving allegiance to Antifa and Black Lives Matter, no, don't think that they aren't racial in themselves. Racists, they are. Now we'll jump back to Russia. Vladimir Putin, according to my study of the Bible and looking at the events and looking at what Ezekiel 38 and 39 presents, Vladimir Putin is the man that has been put in by the God of the Bible to make Russia great so that Russia can fulfill her destiny and her judgment on the mountains of Israel. I'm not going to be dogmatic on this, but I'm presenting this to you. You can see my view and from my perspective, not just in what is happening with the current events, but from what I see in these two chapters in the Bible that are specifically centered around Russia. Vladimir Putin is that person that must make, has made, made, and will continue to make Russia great. I think that there are, you know, this Lindsey Graham, this globalist, this deep in the pocket of the Pilgrim Society globalist, he hates Russia because Russia is interfering with the globalist plans. He harbors a great love for globalism. But, oh man, the voting bloc, these people that vote him in, they're just as evil as he is. No, Vladimir Putin, they got a bounty on his head. He's going to be protected by his military. He's going to be whatever, the people around him is security. But he's also going to be protected by God Almighty because he has to fulfill a prophecy. And he's the only one that can do it. He has the temperament, the brilliance. He has the personality. He has every single thing needed to finish the job, to do the job, finish the job, and be successful, and then be punished. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, hold your breath, Don't drink anything. Don't lean back. Stay put. We'll be right back. Rick Rodriguez of The Present Truth.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts. Hey folks, the Rev here. Most of you know I teach a hardcore urban survival class at Warriors Revolution. Classes are every other Thursday and Saturday. Classes are $25 a session, and there's five total sessions. Contact the radio station at 970-587-5003. That's 970-587-5003. Or you can call the Rev directly. We'll get you scheduled and get you in class.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number one.
Culturally, the golden rule is treating others as you want to be treated. But financially, the golden rule is those that have the gold make the rules. When you retire, make sure you can write your rules. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Chahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TahiboTeaClub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TahiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TahiboTeaClub.com.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
Hello, my name is Keith, and I'm the host of the program The Pursuit of God on 1360 KHNC, and I invite you to join me Saturday mornings at 11 o'clock as we go on this great pursuit of God.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end, no safety or surprise, the end, I'll never look into your eyes.
Yes, you would almost think that it's the end. Well, I'm telling you, it's not the end yet. It's just the beginning of the end. We're in the last decade prior to Christ's return. We're in the initial time. We're already into the, we're not a decade and a day out. We're a decade and less into the final years before Christ returns. One of the signs, the nations will begin to cry for justice. Look what has been happening with the protests. Another thing, too, is the leaders of the world, they will have a certain strain of madness, psychotic effect. They will be, what's the word, sadistic. They will be unhealthy in their thinking. I'll give you an example. Vladimir Putin. This man, in his personality, has an alpha male personality. He's an alpha, like Donald Trump. That's why Putin and Trump got together so well. Alphas, they understand each other. Now, they wouldn't understand Joe Biden, passive submissive. No, they don't understand these type of people, passive submissive, deceived. No, they don't understand these type of people. They don't get along with them. Hillary Clinton tried to be an alpha. She was just a deceived person in the occult that had occult powers. Powerful occult powers. I think, personally, my opinion, my studies, my understanding of the occult world, my understanding of what the Bible says, my understanding of looking into Hillary's disposition, her personality, she probably is, in my opinion, and will be the most powerful witch ever in the history of the United States of America. That is from observation, study, knowledge of the occult world, and studying Hillary Clinton's psychological profile and her occult abilities. Higher in occult abilities than Bill Clinton. She wanted to be an alpha as a female, but she never really did reach that position. She can't. It's verboten by God for her to be that powerful as she is. She is less powerful than Barack Obama. Barack Obama, his occult abilities surpass Hillary hip and thigh. I didn't want to shake you. I told you to hold your breath. Now you can breathe. Go ahead and breathe. Get some oxygen. You're turning blue. Her occult abilities, as powerful as they are, do not match Barack Obama's. Never will. And in fact, I doubt anybody alive will ever match the occult powers of Barack Obama. Not even Bill Gates. Bill Gates would be a number two. And Henry Kissinger, he's right up there, probably at a number three. This is the world down the rabbit hole, the invisible world that the world does not see. They don't believe it's there. But you get wind to blow across a lake, you'll see the effects of the wind across the lake. You'll get waves in the ocean 40, 60 miles high. You'll see the effect of the wind. You don't believe that wind is real? You can't see it? Well, you can see the effect when you see what happens up in the North Atlantic or down there around the southern tip of South America, down the rabbit hole. I have this program planned for today, but because the other guests and the other hosts cover most of these things, I kind of might be a little redundant. But to give you a perspective, to see what's happening in the invisible world, to see the wind, how the wind, the invisible world, two kinds of wind. There's the wind of the wicked, and there's the wind from heaven. And the wind, both of these winds, they affect what happens in the world. They have an effect on the world. They have an effect on individuals, like passive, submissive Joe Biden. But then you have, again, alpha. You have the two alphas. And both of the alphas had one thing in common. They were making their nations great again. Donald Trump, he's at almost finished in his prophecies about him. He's at the very tail end of the prophecies that were in the Bible that talk about him. And that would have been 2 Kings chapter 8, the day that Solomon dedicated the temple in Israel. There was a stranger that would come to Israel, and that stranger was Donald Trump. In the first 6 months of his presidency, roughly, he visited the Middle East, fulfilling that prophecy, and also Revelation chapter 17, verse 10, the riddle of the seven kings. John Donald Trump is the seventh king. He is still legally the president, according to the Bible, of this country. There is an imposter that has replaced him, that is in his seat, and Donald Trump cannot remove him. The only one that can replace the person that has replaced Donald Trump is Barack Obama. Now, you don't believe that. Well, I'm telling you right now, Barack Obama is in his basement with his things, doing his witchcraft, and he is letting Joe Biden get all the mud thrown on him. And eventually, people are in this nation are going to be happy to have anybody back in office other than Donald Trump. They'll be gladly ready to receive and bring in Barack Obama again, but Barack Obama still controls senior executive service. He still is in touch deeply with all of the intelligence agencies. He's controlling what's happening in the Middle East. He's a Soros-empowered individual, even though he's out of office. Breathe, breathe, you need to breathe. This is in the Bible. This is what the Bible says. He's coming back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. This is The Present Truth. We'll be back. Don't hold your breath.
This is Carter, bail agent at ASAP Bail Bonds. We now have a radio show. Tune in every Sunday at 2 to 3 to learn the truth about bail. Feel free to give us a call anytime for free bail information. 970-378-7878. We want you to know the truth about the rise in crime. Tune in every Sunday at 2.
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCo.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
Do you need your fireplace clean? Not sure if your fireplace is working right or not sure if the fireplace is efficient? Call Abundant Flame at 970-966-0217 to schedule your appointment. We service all brands of gas fireplaces, freestanding and built-ins, pellet stoves, wood fireplaces, and electric fireplaces. Visit us at Abundant-Flame or call 970-966-0217.
You better stop the thing that you do.
And who is it that has put a spell on you? This world, the spell of the globalists through mainstream media, has put a spell on the citizens of America. The spell affects their understanding of what happened with the virus, what's happening with the vaccinations, the control through wearing masks, the shutdowns, destroying the economy. This country and the world, the globalists have put a spell on the world. But Christ said, if you want to know the truth, if you desire to know the truth, you'll have an advantage. And the truth will make you free. It will make you free. If you don't want to know the truth, God will oblige you. In His Bible, He says He has to oblige you. Anybody that does not want to know the truth, God will oblige you. Isaiah chapter 66, in the way it's phrased, He will choose, He will pick, handpick, decide how you're going to be destroyed. The people of the world don't want to know the truth. Well, God gets to choose and pick their deception. The children of the devil, they know there is a God. Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, Soros, all these people. How do they know there's a God? Because they hate Him. They're at war with Him. These rulers of the world in Revelation chapter 6 are at war with God. The kings of the earth are at war. The presidents, the prime ministers, many of them are at war with God. Why? Because they know He exists. This will be one of the signs of the end of the world. These people will become psychotic. They'll become sociopaths, psychopaths. And like most of these leaders of the world, when Antichrist comes to power, they're going to be passive, submissive in their psychological profile. Like Boris Johnson, passive, submissive, because he knows what's going to happen to him if he doesn't go along with the globalist plans. Even the Queen Mother, that old reptile, she knows that as powerful as she is, she does not have the occult power as others that bump elbows with her have. That old reptile and her reptile children. I wonder which of the grandchildren, Lady Di's boys, is going to make it into the coming millennial kingdom when Christ returns. We're in the end of the world. We're at the end of the world. We're watching the scenarios that the book of Revelation says will play out at the end of the world. They're in view. We can see the signs down the road. This highway that we're on presently is an autobahn. The freeway is wide open, and the children of the devil are hitting the accelerator, hoping to be able to bring in a coming tribulation ahead of time. But God has put a governor on that accelerator. It's governed. They are not allowed to move into the New World Order faster than God has given them permission to move. He's given them permission, but they have to move at His direction. And they don't like it. They don't like it. If they had their way, they would hit that red button right now and nuke Russia right off the face of the earth, and Russia would hit the red button and nuke everybody else off the face of the earth too. But there are God's angels protecting those buttons. Believe it or not. Another thing, the end of the world. The global reset. I'm just reading that Russia and what has happened in the Ukraine has interfered with the global reset. I had mentioned, I forget which program, I forget how many months ago, that the global reset, they want to bring it in, but they're not going to be able to. They're not ready. The corporations presently are not ready for the global reset. They don't have the computer, the network set up yet. Almost. Google is not set up yet. Google, who has all the property, the power, the ones and zeros ability, isn't completely set up yet. They're still working on the Google facility in Boulder, Colorado. Nope, God is going to slow them down until His time. So down that rabbit hole, two dimensions. They're invisible, but they both of these dimensions affect the world. The dimension of Jesus Christ and His kingdom, invisible kingdom through His people, does affect the world, has affected the world for 2,000 years, will continue to affect the world in the future. As dysfunctional as God's children are, as dysfunctional and as far away from God as the Christian people, many of the Christian people are, they are handicapped, they are AWOL, they are not taking care of what God put in their hands, but in spite of that, God's will is going to be done. Now, in the occult world, there was something that happened back in the Jesus movement and the baby boom generation. I'm going to just touch on that when we get back. So breathe, take it easy, sit back, don't change the dial. We'll be right back for The Present Truth.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Hey, this is Mike Ramsey, Ramsey Auto Group, with Steve Pardue. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley is our new address. Phone number is 970-443-5654.
We specialize in used trucks and sport utility vehicles, but mainly trucks. We have extended our hours on Saturdays to 10 to 3 and Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30, serving the Greeley community and the surrounding areas, but we are really proud to call Greeley our home. 970-443-5654, 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley.
A little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In
every life we have. So, I'm not going to be able to finish my last thought. I don't have enough time to finish it. And I forgot what it was. But I will say this. One day, I'm just out with Cactus. We're out driving, taking a drive. Beautiful day. minding our own business, but we were obeying the speed limit. And, you know, life was simple. We were free. And life is still simple, and we are still free. And then all of a sudden, I find myself on the radio here in Colorado, broadcasting from KHNC studios here on 1360 KHNC podcasts, 1360KHNC.com, and also on Sunday from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. So here I am, broadcasting from dear old, from Colorado. Not only Colorado, but broadcasting to the world from the land of the plumed serpent, from the America, Americu, Amaru, it was an Inca or a, I think it was Inca, the Incas, Mayans, they worshiped a plumed serpent. And that is the meaning of America, the land of the plumed serpent. So here I am, broadcasting to the world from the land of the plumed serpent, telling the world that we're at the end of the world. We're in the last decade. Russia has a destiny with God, is going to be punished by God as she moves to the nation and the mountains of Israel for her destiny. Now listen, Russia will not be totally destroyed. Russia will go, there will be people still in Russia, in the land of Magog. They go into the millennial kingdom after the judgment comes. But when the judgment comes on the land of the plumed serpent, no one living on this land, nothing on this land will ever exist ever again. And anyone that is on this land is going to be burned with fire. So for the people that can get out of America, go back to the nations according to the Bible where you came from. Go back to your homelands. All you people coming up from South America and Central America and Mexico and coming in through Mexico from Iran, Iraq, the Middle East, you better go back to your nations because the judgment's coming on this country by God for her evil on the nations of the world. Our cup is full, getting full. The cup of judgment is coming on America, and the globalists are going to very shortly rule and own America, but quickly, they are going to take their headquarters to Jerusalem. Jerusalem will be the headquarters, not the UN, not New York. Jerusalem is going to be the headquarters of the coming New World Order. It will be in Jerusalem. I just want you to remember that. We're at the end of the world. You're going to begin to see a shift in the wars taking place up in the Ukraine and in other areas. They're going to shift to the Middle East. The nations around Israel, the people around Israel, are going to become hostile toward Israel very shortly. I'll be back tomorrow for The Present Truth. Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com. Be back here tomorrow, 2 o'clock, Sunday, 9 to noon, on the same station. Have a good night. Breathe. Breathe, people.
Returning Saturday, March 5th to KHNC, 1360 AM, the Roar of the Rockies, and every Saturday, March through October, Saturdays from 7 to 8 AM. It's the Gardening with Joey and Holly radio show. Topic-focused, guests from across the country, and answering your garden questions. Submit your questions now to gardentalkradio@gmail.com or call anytime to 1-800-927-SHOW. That's every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 AM, March through October. Catch the replay Sunday afternoons, noon to 1.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland.